This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
And Mark, you've got a story about an autistic kid who likes to give people hugs.
Right. I mean, this is out of the New York Post, and the kid's just, by the way, cute as a button. Family of boy with autism outraged after he's accused of sexual harassment. All right. So this story could go any direction at this point, right?
I mean,
it could go,
at 5 years old?
Any direction. Well, that wasn't in the title. But yes, he is five. So
can you run that headline by me one more time? There's somebody on hold here that we got to get to, and I was thinking about that.
Family of boy with autism outraged after he's accused of sexual harassment. From NewYorkPost.com.
Okay.
Ready?
I would be outraged as well.
So do you want to take the call? Do you want to?
Yeah. Let's take the call. I was just letting the dump build up because one never knows. Okay. Olivia is joining us from Arizona. Olivia, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Aria, Michael, and Mark. I called to talk about Aria's hair real quick. But this new story, I hope you don't mind if I make one comment on this new story, is that when I went to high school, there was a special needs kid. I say kid, totally different situation because this guy was like 21.
Yeah.
And he would kind of stalk some of the pretty girls in class.
Oh, yeah.
And try to hug them when they didn't want him to. And the teacher, this is the thing that really made me so angry. The teacher would let them do it and be like, you need to be nice to him because he's disabled. And I'm like, this is a man, okay? He's a man at this point. Whether he's got some kind of impairment, like, you should be protecting me, you know, the girls in the class. You know what I mean? So it's just
right.
Weird
this could
to
go,
me.
Like I said, this could go either way because I think that, you know, most ladies out there get that a guy who, you know, especially a big guy who may have some sort of like mental thing going on, whatever it might be, is a bit of a danger sometimes. And, you know, sorry, it happens. Prison's full of them, by the way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this could go either way, sure.
You're no less traumatized if your rapist is fully there or not, you know? I mean, so,
sure.
But anyways, I hope it's cool if I talk about Aria's hair real quick. I know this is none of my business, so of course I have an opinion, but I think your hair looks great, honestly. It's kind of funny because, like, Mark says that, no, but you're fooling nobody, but honestly, I just kind of started watching Free Talk Live on YouTube, and at first I honestly couldn't tell. There's some women who tend to be more hearty and hale, if you know what I mean. I mean, there's lots of supermodels who are 6'2". I honestly wasn't sure. I didn't really want to guess. Gender's not that big of a deal to me, honestly. But I just wanted to say, as far as the root thing goes, I don't know if you've been on Amazon and looked at wigs, like lace front wigs, but lots of wigs have, like, purposefully, it makes them look more realistic. They have a bit of a root to them, but the roots are dark, and then the color starts, you know, maybe like an inch from the root. So, I mean, it's a look. I mean, maybe some people don't like it, but some people do. I think it looks fine.
I appreciate that. I've worn, when I first began transitioning, I wore a wig. I don't know. It was a means to an end. Once my hair became long enough, I just sort of dropped the wigs and don't really have much. I would not want to go back to wearing a wig, I don't think.
Mm. Well, I mean, some people, I mean, they're for some people. They're not for everybody. I think they're kind of probably a hassle to use, but anyways, I think that's really cool. I don't know why people get so worked up. And I've also noticed, like, some guys have a definite opinion on, like, they want women to look very chic, very little black dress with natural hair and waves and all that. And that's not everybody, you know? I tend to wear clothes that are kind of weird. I keep to myself. It's not to stand out when I go out, because I'm not a social person. It's more like, that's just me, and I wear what makes me happy, and society can just mind their own business.
Awesome.
As one should.
Works for me.
Olivia, thank you so much for the call. It's always great to have, you know, someone else's opinion on the subject. I like my hair. I intend to continue dyeing it this shade of red because I am going back to just red here, probably tonight after the show, in fact. Because I have this on this particular occasion let my roots go a bit longer than I normally do. But that's because this is the first time I went from red and purple, which made the process take basically 3 days off and on in order for me to do it. And it's just very exhausting.
What does orange hair mean?
I'm not sure.
What does purple hair mean?
Purple is going to be also queer for the most part. There aren't a lot of people running around with purple hair. It's almost always blue.
Yeah, I, you know, as far as queer goes, I mean, I'm just guessing here that most guys aren't running around with some non-normal hair color anyway, so, you know, there
right.
you go.
Yeah, that certainly plays a large role. The average cis straight white male is not going to bother with dyeing his hair, whether to hide gray
You're lucky
or
they shave their face.
To do it, yeah. So, I mean, it's a very different personality types being attracted to different things, which is fine.
So, let's go on with this story about the autistic kid who's got nice blonde hair. A 5-year-old Tennessee boy with autism is accused of sexual harassment when he hugged a classmate and kissed another child on the cheek, according to reports. Summary Putnam, who is the legal guardian of Nathan, said that the East Ride Elementary School filed a report against him, and she's now fears that there could be long-term repercussions. So autism doesn't necessarily isn't a mental illness in the same way. So, you know, anyway, I was sick to my stomach, Putnam told the news station. The teacher called me and she said, you need to have a talk with Nathan about boundaries. Putnam said Nathan has autism and his diagnosis can make it difficult for him to understand social cues. You don't understand how autism works. You'll think he's acting out or being difficult, Putnam said. He doesn't know what he's doing, anything wrong. But the school filed a report with the Department of Child Services in response to an incident, his family said. He's also switched teachers and is enrolled in the special education services. A spokesperson for the Hamilton County Department of Education said the complaints are up to the discretion of the state. And
school- Can I interject here? We as a society need to stop pretending like it's normal to ask people's consent before hugging them and kissing them. Now, look, I agree you should not approach, hug, and kiss random strangers. But the whole idea of asking someone's permission before you kiss them or even hug them.
I don't mean kiss on the mouth.
Yeah. Right. I have never seen it. I've never encountered it. It doesn't happen in the real world. Maybe you think that it should. Give us a call and let us know. 855-450-3733. I think that sort of inorganic, forced, uncomfortable situation, because I used to be like that. The first girl whose hand I ever held when I was in like the fifth grade or whatever, I asked if I could hold her hand because I had been taught by all of these. She said yes.
Okay.
Because I had been taught by all of these classical movies that this is how you're supposed to behave.
The classical movies?
Yeah, like movies from the 1950s.
All right.
Would it be all right if I were to take your hand? That kind of crap, right? It doesn't. And I was laughed at about that. Not by the girl, but from everyone else, because it was just so unusual.
And I would say that it can go either way. However, there was this thing a few years ago where colleges were putting out advisories that you need to ask for consent at every step of the way during, say, a physical encounter.
Or learn how to take social cues. I mean, they're not hard to read.
Right, but the idea was...
If a girl backs away from you when you go to kiss her, that's your social cue to say, I apologize, I didn't mean to push your boundaries.
That would be a great opportunity to push that situation, right? You know, to talk about that, right? Oh, yeah. Terribly sorry.
Yeah, an apology. Look, I'm sorry, I read the situation differently, evidently, than you intended for me to, and I won't do it again. These are all handled without accusing five-year-olds of sexual harassment. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE is in Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now. On Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. It's such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free. Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark. Have you heard of Divi? Divi is crypto made easy. Anyone can use Divi to securely and seamlessly spend, earn, store, or exchange digital money. The United States, dollar, and euros. Divi is fast. Transactions happen in seconds with fewer fees, while other tokens are languishing. The Divi's token price has increased 300% in the recent past. All the details are at DiviProject.org. The new Divi mobile wallet will soon launch. And
no, that's D-I-V-I.
Yes, D-I-V-I. DiviProject.org. Thank you. And because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. Anyone can use the Divi mobile wallet, and you'll all you need is a phone number and an ID, and you'll be able to store, buy, and transmit money anywhere in the world. Because Divi has invested in a remittance company, there's no chance of these financial services going away. Divi is far more integrated into the sort of, you know, real world financial system than you know, many other projects. So DiviProject.org. Divi is crypto made easy. DiviProject.org. Free Talk Live is getting into Divi in a big way, and we're excited about it.
It sounds interesting. I wasn't aware that they had ties to Western Union and all of that, though. So anyway, let's get into the phones. We have David from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
I thought it was Tranny Talk Live, talk radio that you can troll.
That's kind of funny.
I am really, as people have learned in the past, I am really, really difficult to troll because I don't get upset.
I wasn't talking about you. Are we on to something here? Is a little psychology going on? I wasn't talking about Aria. I was talking about Tranny Talk Live.
I don't understand how Tranny Talk Live is not talking about the trans co-host of Free Talk Live tonight, but okay, let's go with that.
Being a little self-centered, aren't we? I'm just messing with you, Aria. There's no meaning here. We're just playing. I have a serious trans thing that I'd like to discuss with you after we get done with the humor section here. But actually, might as well go. Oh, wait a minute, there was something else. Adam, so you're talking about contracts and BDSM, and so does that mean that Adam Kokesh was into BDSM because he had a contract, didn't he?
So do married couples. That doesn't mean they're into BDSM. You know, that just means they've laid out their agreement to how their relationship is going to function, what each person is expected to bring to the table, and how they're expected to bring it. Right?
Okay.
BDSM is about specific things.
I think Mark got where I was going with that attempted humor, and you didn't. So let's go. Since we're doing well on the serious side and not so well on the humor, let's go right to the serious side. And this isn't picking on you, Aria. We're making use of your presence, or I'm making use of your presence. So State of New Mexico, University of New Mexico, KUNM, public radio station belonging to the taxpayers of the state of New Mexico, that continuously calls the cops on me when I wrongfully, when I call into a radio program that I'm allowed to by law and interact with that radio program, just like I'm interacting with you. Only there's some individuals at KUNM in New Mexico that call the cops on me when I do that. And it's just kind of ironic. And I want to see if maybe you can help me, or anybody else who wants to try, help me figure out what's going on here. Because the news director there, and I don't even need names. If you want names, you can just go to KUNM.org and find the news director, and you'll know who I'm talking about. Or you can find the operations manager, the program manager, I believe it's called. You can find out that dude's name. Is it just some sort of coincidence that the people that have a problem with me calling into their radio station, the news director, is lesbian, and the other guy, the program director, whatever, he's gay? And then when they call the UNM police department, who shows up every time but a transsexual cop, and then writes me up for charges? I'm starting to feel a little targeted here as a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant cisgender straight male. I'm starting to feel a little targeted. Is there anything going on here, or is it just all in my head?
Well, I think that what you're seeing is that people that are, let's call them hypersensitive to social cues, right? So social cues are real, and we can all see it, right? Some people like and some people dislike certain classifications of people based on, you know, what they do, how they act, and the people they want to sleep with and stuff like that. And then there are people that are like, there's a gay hater behind every tree and considers any behavior that is sort of not obsequious to be threatening. And I think you may have found some people that might fit into those groups of people that would be, you know, more likely to be hypersensitive. So I think you're pattern recognizing effectively, but I don't know that, you know, one wants to necessarily say, you know, all people that look like this think this, because they don't, obviously, and I don't think you think that. But at the same time, you know, yeah, I mean, is man-hating a thing among lesbians? Yeah, it is. Yeah, it doesn't mean that they all are, but what use does a lesbian have for a man? Unless he works for her, not much.
Is that women hating is a thing among gay men?
Yeah, it is worth pointing out. As a matter of fact, I used to hear the term fish was used to describe women, at least back in the 80s. I'm not terribly plugged into the gay community, but when I worked at the comic book store, some gay fellows would come in and they, you know, share some of the lifestyle things, and this is one of the things that came up. And, you know, yeah, women aren't useful to gay men.
Is that off the same gay menu where they refer to straight guys as chicken?
I think it's young straight guys as chickens.
Yep. Ah, okay. Now it's all coming.
But I would have been a chicken at the time.
Yeah, me too. I think that it's very intentional and for a reason. It's not a coincidence. I don't get that lucky when I go to the casinos. 37s don't just pop up so easily, you know, when you have a lesbian news director, gay program manager, and transsexual cop, and it's the same three players.
Well, I hate to inform you of this, David, from New Mexico, but as trans people, lesbian, gay people, bisexual people become more and more open, you know, you're going to see more and more of them. Some of them are going to be teachers. Some of them are going to be cops. Some of them are going to host radio shows. Some of them are going to be, coordinators at university.
Right.
You're going to get pulled over by a trans cop. It's going to happen.
I'm very well versed. I don't need any education as to what the percentages are. I know
clearly you do, because you're sitting there going.
Actually, I don't. I assure you.
No, you're absolutely right. You don't need an education in statistics, because it's all a conspiracy from the LGBT community to keep you off the air and to throw you in prison for harassing gay people. You're absolutely right, David. I don't know what I was thinking. What do you think?
I'm not sure what I think. I think that David's got a very interesting case, and I want to see how it all plays out over time. But, you know, I'd be annoyed, too, if I was dealing
with that. He's got his haters.
This is Free Talk Live.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can, too. GoDark Bags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission. Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556, or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556, icagoldsilver.com.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump recently asked the Australian Prime Minister and other foreign leaders to help Attorney General William Barr with an investigation into the origins of the Russian probe that shadowed his administration for more than 2 years. The revelation underscores the extent to which Trump remains consumed by Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation and the ways in which he's used the United States government to investigate what he believes are politically motivated origins. Trump's interactions with foreign leaders and Barr's role in those discussions are under heightened scrutiny now that the White House has launched an impeachment inquiry into the president. Stocks finished mostly higher today as the S&P 500 climbed 14.95 to 29.76. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 96 points to 26.916. Benchmark U.S. crude fell to 1.84 to settle at $54.07 per barrel. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
Oh,
sorry, here I am on my own show.
Yours.
Yeah, can't even talk. Knocked off. You know what happened the last time the guy in that chair, the person in that chair went ahead and turned off my mic?
I do. That's one of the BAMF, my most favorite
the BAMF
videos.
Issue.
I love that video. Yeah. But no, that was an accident. I mean, the last time I muted somebody sitting here, it caused a storm for quite a while that was generally unpleasant. So anyway, we've been talking about a kid, a five-year-old autistic kid, hugging and kissing people on the cheek, facing the possibility of being charged with harassment. I don't even know how to begin to process that, but I guess before we do, we need to go back to the phones. We've got Dodger calling from Michigan. Dodger, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Aria, you're beautiful.
I
got dropped a bombshell. I want to say about 1994, I was 14 at the time, so that would have been like 22 years ago, in which my brother actually dropped me. And
your brother dropped you when you were 14?
No. I was 14, and he dropped to me that he was gay.
Okay.
Okay. But he came out.
Yeah. And it was up to me to keep the secret.
I can imagine Jesus that was unpleasant.
My family figured it out, you know, in pursuing months. I'm still pretty close to him to this day, but I have to remind him every once in a while, like, Jesus Christ, man, you dropped this to me and said, oh, you can't tell anybody.
Well, like, how close were you when he did this? I mean, who I mean, my sister was the first person I confided in. I mean, it seems to me to be the most natural. Your sibling is generally going to be the closest person to you in the world.
Well, and the thing is,
how old was your brother?
How old was your brother? You were 14.
I was 14. He was college age.
Okay.
Okay. So 19. Yeah.
So how long 21? Did he have you keep this secret?
Probably about 6 months. And then,
6 months is a long time, but it isn't like overly long, especially for, say, somebody who's 20. Admittedly, it's longer for somebody who's 14.
You know, everybody has accepted him, but imagine my surprise when my brother tells me the first gay joke and my mom has disowned her son.
I can imagine. Luckily, we live in a different society today where if you were 14 years old and your older brother told you he was gay, you would think, oh, okay.
Okay.
I'm going back to these video games now or this television show or whatever. I mean, the 90s were definitely a different time. It wasn't as open then. I could understand why having something like that dropped on you would be difficult, but I'm still curious why you didn't just put it out of your head and continue going on about your life.
Sometimes when people know a secret, they just can't. Like, some people and secrets just don't mix.
Suppose so.
It's hard to keep a secret. It really is.
But
well, for some folks it is.
Todger, thank you so much for the call. It's an unfortunate situation, but eventually, yes, the gay person, the lesbian, the trans person, they do have to come out to someone.
And it's their secret. They get to decide.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm sorry that you were uncomfortable with your brother putting that on you, but I don't even see it as a burden as much as a gift.
Yeah,
you know?
it's a sign of extreme trust, especially in the 90s when people who came out as gay in the 90s were still getting murdered on the regular.
Yeah, I mean, certainly, yeah.
For him to tell you that, it means he really trusted you.
Yeah. And, you know, it's hard to be a 14-year-old. It's hard to be a 14-year-old and do anything, right? I can't believe you expected me to go home. Like, you know, I mean, pretty much anything that happened to me at 14 was a huge dramatic event. Because
the only thing I remember about the age of 14 is the self-pleasuring.
And now I've got to transition into a story about a 5-year-old autistic boy. Thank you.
You don't have to. You're choosing to. Okay, so that at least we can say was consensual. In this particular story, it would seem that for a lot of these little girls, I presume he's primarily hugging girls. I don't know. Isn't that an interesting aspect of our cis heteronormative society, where I would just assume that this kid, this boy, is naturally inclined to hug girls?
Yeah.
It's the most common case.
And at this point, there is no evidence in this story that anybody has a problem with his behavior except for the teacher.
Okay, so none of the kids have complained about this.
No.
Oh, no, he hugged me and gave me cooties. None of that.
Does not appear to be the case. And one thing I can say is that, you know, I've met a few kids that are developmentally different, and some of their quirks seem adorable. And this seems like an adorable quirk to me.
Yeah, wanting to hug people? Oh, no, it's the end of the world, right?
And I think that the parents here are correct that this is a dicey situation, and to just go label somebody a sexual sexual harassment with the term asexual predator and accused of sexual harassment. This is a quote here from in a private Facebook post. It's not great. And when you're talking about school, you're talking about this whole permanent record thing that we're all told of. I'm not entirely sure what the permanent record is, where it exists. Who cares about it or anything?
Yeah, they said there was a permanent record in school, but it turns out it just after you graduate high school, it's pretty much gone.
Right, but it's going to go on for another
lifetime.
two or three lifetimes.
Yeah. I love thinking about the possibility that all of the shenanigans I pulled in junior high and high school
has been recorded for someone to look at.
For all of posterity to remember forever.
Probably true, but they just don't do anything with it, you know?
I can't. Where would they put all the paper? And I don't mean that just for me, but I mean,
it's a government school. Governments love paper.
I mean, we're talking about hundreds of millions of students over the course of the American education system. Even if each one only gets written up for something once, that is an obscene amount of paper.
Well, you know that every one of them has a file of some sort. I mean, a school doesn't have a student without files. I mean, they've got the grades and all that stuff. So sliding a piece of paper into the file that says that little Jimmy, little Brody, done got themselves in trouble whatever the case may be, it could be anybody. Like, there's all kinds of files out there.
You know, when I graduated, they were just starting to put those files on the computers. So these days, it's all on computers, and those that might very well be a permanent record somewhere. But back in the 80s, early 90s, no, it's all on paper, and they probably burned it by now.
It was all on paper when I was in school, but I was in the Deep South.
When I was in school, nothing was on computers.
Right.
You know? So anything that's on my, I'm sure there's some stuff that I did that's, out there, and they wrote it down, and it's in my file someplace. I don't know where this file is. It's probably been, actually, that school did have a fire, so it could very well have been destroyed in a fire.
One would hope. Well, you might hope. I hope that mine lives on. For the children of the future to see and go, wow, this person must have been something else.
Little Arius file.
855-450-3733.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5333. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. If you're quick, you can still get on with us. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight is Aria,
Michael,
and Mark. You should join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. Why? Well, maybe you like the idea that anybody in America can call in and talk about whatever they want on a nationally syndicated radio program, and that kind of free speech isn't available in too many places. Do you want to see that kind of free speech available to more people? Well, amp.freetalklive.com. Maybe you just like the ideas of liberty and human freedom. If so, amp.freetalklive.com. I believe that the AMP program is the single best use of your charitable liberty dollar that you can make. $5 goes so much farther for us than it does for so many other, because we don't use it for paychecks. We send it we use it directly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, and we are pretty much the only radio program like ours in the world. And I believe that Matt Parole feels similarly. Amp the Silver Amplifier. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Thank you, and thank you, Matt Parole.
It's a very cool thing. Plus, you get access to features like the AMP, like the Amplifier's channel on Facebook and the Discord server, which, based on my observations, I believe that you can find the Discord server at discord.freetalklive.com. It would seem that says adding the tipping bot, which allows people to tip one another with cryptocurrencies, that there are far more tipping of cryptocurrencies going on in the Amplifier room than elsewhere. So maybe you'll get some of that back in the form of cryptocurrency. I'm not saying you will, but it does seem, based on my observations, that there's a lot more tipping going on in the Amplifier's room.
You got to say something good and people will tip you.
That's true as well. That happens more on Telegram, though, in my experience.
Are just people randomly giving out crypto on Discord, then?
Yeah, like literally randomly.
Just show up and
You can type, you know, $tip 15 random people, 50 XLMN, and it will tip 50 random people or however number I said. I don't remember now, but yeah, it's great. I love it.
Aria, can you show me how to do one of these money bombs and the amp thing?
Absolutely.
I'll tip right into that room for the next hour. Anybody who goes into there, I'll have a tip out, and all you have to do is, you know, put this little click on the tip.
Yes, when you do an
airdrop. The thing underneath the tip, it's a little shape. It's actually a little like a party horn.
Yeah.
You click on that and you get the tip.
Awesome.
Part of the tip.
We'll show you how to do that in just a moment.
Thank you.
Let's go into the phones. We got Mike calling from Gold Bar, Washington. Mike, you are on Free Talk Live, listening at KBKW, actually. So awesome. Glad to hear it.
Yeah. Very awesome station. I just wanted to say about the child, I think that it's important that there's some boundaries that he's taught, however you have to message.
Sure.
I don't know how you teach. But I know three adults that did not have autism, but they all three had head injury, frontal lobe head injuries at very young ages, like getting hit with a tractor. His mom took you as a baby with her to cut grass and the dairy fields here. And all of them have a terrible, terrible libido problem.
Interesting.
And don't, very, very terrible. One actually stalked my wife. It started with her giving him a few cans because he was collecting cans in the neighborhood I live in
now. Libido in the other direction. Gotcha. When you say
libido
problem,
wanting
gotcha.
Sex.
Right. Got it.
And very, very like stored testosterone kind of guys, all three of them. But one actually stalked my wife and walked in our house. I had no idea this was happening, but she had given him some cans that he was collecting, and he had a thing for her red hair, and he had red hair. So he started going to her place of business where she worked, and she just kind of just left it. Well, you know, she didn't need to bring me into it with my big mouth and attitude. And one night he just walked in our house, and we just had to put the boundary on him personally. We did talk to the sheriff, but we just kind of like stood him on the porch and said, look, you know, you can't do this. And he never was ever a problem again. So I think he just, but it's kind of an interesting thing, actually, and it could cause this child a problem later in life.
That's
not knowing
true,
when
but
to just.
It could.
I don't even think it's because of the autism, though, that would necessarily cause a 5-year-old child to, you know, give hugs to his classmates. I think any child raised in a healthy and loving home would probably inclined to that direction.
That's very possible. You're right. Okay, anyway, that's just my 2 cents worth. Thank you very much, and have a good night.
Yep, you too, Mike. Thank you so much for the call. So that's an interesting aspect, too. You know, the autism may not actually be the cause of this. He may just be from a happy, loving home where he's been learning since he was born that when you like someone, you give them a hug.
Yeah, I think that, you know, like I'm not talking about hugs and kisses on cheeks here. I'm talking about, adult males being, whether they are trying to or not, being threatening. And, at some point or another, even beyond threatening, at some point or another, boundaries have to be to put up. I don't think that necessarily applies in this circumstances. Like, this is a nuanced issue, and the schools and the teachers need to figure out their nuance, too. Because this is hypersensitivity on one end, whereas obviously we don't want to be hyper obtuse on the other either and just say, well, anybody who, you gotta be nice to this person because gotta do whatever this person wants because they're special. Well, no, you don't.
I would agree, but
government schools don't do nuance very well. They have this whole zero tolerance thing where they just have the rule and they enforce it no matter what.
Well, public schools don't do anything well.
I kind of feel like...
Except burn. I hear they burn really well.
Well,
no, some of them do.
That's not a suggestion. It's a suggestion. It's not a suggestion.
Oh, God, you got to stop. In my opinion here, this is a teacher who came out of a school, and they could have very well be working for a private school, too, or any business or whatever, right? Colleges are a cesspool of young people not understanding what social cues are, or even worse, trying to create new social cues. Like, if you're trying to create a new social cue, it gets even more bizarre. You know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean.
Okay, so like one of the social cues we were talking about in the past is just, you know, some like a decade ago, it was all the rage in colleges to tell young men, not young women, that, you know, they needed to telegraph what you were going to do next in a physical encounter.
Yeah, because that's sexy. Right.
I'd like to kiss you on the lips now. I'd like to stick my tongue in your mouth. Right. And then like keep
going. By the third, I would like to. The answer is going to be no, and you're going to be slapped and thrown out.
I don't know whether that's true. I think it would be more likely to shut up. This is so annoying, dude.
Well, the shut up would have came on the second one.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If you keep going from there.
Yeah.
I'll let you know when you go too far, pal.
I mean, yeah, that seems to me a pretty good way of doing things, because you can prevent it before it goes too far. And obviously, if you're lying in bed with someone and they're kissing you, you got to expect that it's going to go one particular direction.
Right. I had a girlfriend who, you know, I was always ultra careful. What you have to understand is I'm a convicted felon. Any story that a woman tells a police officer, all they have to do is click, 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 especially in the town that I was dating, is the town that I was arrested in. You know, click, 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 click. Oh, this guy is a convicted felon. Over, right? So I was extra special careful. And, yeah, so this young lady stayed the night at my house. She said she was going to sleep on the couch. All right, you can sleep on the couch. And I left her sleeping on the couch because she didn't say anything else. If she would have said more, then more would have happened. But she didn't because she was waiting for me to make moves and that kind of thing. So
that's such an awkward thing. See, I'm not a big fan of that either because I'm a bit antisocial. I'm not great at reading social cues. I've always told women, look, if you want something to happen, you need to tell me, because I'm not even going to waste my time.
Well, once you get started, I'm okay.
Yes.
But, you know, let's get it. You let me know if we're getting started here, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah.
So.
But I've had girls sleep next to me in bed, just sleeping, who, you know, were fully expecting things to go one particular direction, but I didn't take them there because
I feel like if you crawl in the bed with me, that, you know, like, at this point we've made a presumption, and that you're going to need to tell me otherwise, if that makes sense.
I would agree. It's just not that I make the presumption.
Okay.
I just choose not to, because I know that I'm terrible at reading people's cues like that. Although, to be fair, climbing into bed with someone, it's pretty hard to misread that particular cue.
It is. There are situations have happened where somebody's crawled into a bed with somebody with the expectation it did not happen. So,
yeah,
you know.
It's entirely possible. Go over to freetalklive.com to check out the full archive of the show, including, you know, this episode of it. The archive there goes back 10 years. Again, that's freetalklive.com. You can also find links there to the Discord server, to the social media channel, and you can find out how to amp the show. This has been Free Talk Live.
Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2. Get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.